K-State Nation, what up? Eddie Greer back for another episode of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, coming to you on this Monday, June 9th, 2025. It's the first time this podcast. Again, thank you so much for tuning in to this episode. Well, this is kind of a reverse of what I usually do on Fridays when everything is going on, whether that's fall sports or spring sports, that is. Kind of looking ahead towards the week of K-State sports. There's only one thing going on, but also kind of want to recap a little. Well, not a recap because we don't fully know what happened, but over the weekend, social, K-State was golf, obviously, and this is now, she is now alum, obviously, but the head coach is it's still the coach of the K-State Woods golf team. That is Stu Burke, and the combination of Stu Burke and Carla Burnett were at it again over the weekend during the Arnold Palmer Cup. Yeah, that's it. it's a Monday, guys. It's a Monday, folks. It's a Monday, guys. And cannot be more excited. I'll get to that in just a minute. But, yeah, Arnold Palmer Cup. There we go. Now we're moving along here, folks. Here on the Monday edition of the podcast. So the two of them, the head coach, Stu Burke, and playing Carla Burnett, now K-State's, former K-State star, now alum. They were helping Team International over the weekend in a course. And for those that are not familiar with Carla Burnett's past work over the last 2 years here at Kansas State, she transferred in the transfer portal. And funny enough, Stu Burke and Carla Burnett go all the way back to their time at Tulane. They started at Tulane. Well, Carla Burnett did her college career anyways. And then, of course, when the opening for the K-State women's golf coach opening happened, then AD at K-State, for K-State Sports, Gene Taylor hired Stu Burke. I cannot talk. And Stu Burke as the new head coach. And then, of course, Carla followed him over there. And then you can probably say the rest is history there. Women's golf, obviously coming off of a tremendous 2024-25 campaign, which, again, I keep saying, we're going to come back and look at the rest of the numbers at some point, because, hey, this is what everyone calls a dead period, but we could call it a quiet period, because, hey, this is all things K-State Sports Podcast. We're going to find something to talk about, especially if there's any recruits, commitments going on, transfer portal news, obviously, the countdown to football continues, so there's always something going on, but, yeah, I just wanted to let y'all know that was on the Instagram page throughout the weekend of K-State women's golf, international champions there. So no surprise there as well. So congratulations, even after the fact, Carla Burnett putting down work, in the biggest of platforms there as well. So the 2025 Arnold Palmer Cup Team International, they're the champions there. As well. So you had that. Obviously, let's not forget Sophie Burt, Big 12 champion, this past year as well for K-State women's golf. It's the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer in the house here on this Monday. All right. So the rest of the week, again, I'm gonna keep this brief because, again, I'm locked in, but everything starts, Wednesday. K-State, of course, my postcast, K-State NCAA National Championships, Eugene, Oregon, starts on Wednesday. And looks like it's going to last all the way through to Saturday, folks. Four-day tournament, 10 K-State men and women's track and field athletes who got their ticket punched, folks, to this or will be competing for opportunity for All-American recognition. Of course, trying to win their respective heats there as well. Again, we will preview this. We will do kind of a little reminder episode of who's going up there. Obviously, Shalom Otu's name comes to my mind first, because she is going to be competing in two of these events. there as well. So you got that going on this weekend. So that starts on Wednesday, of course. And then sandwiched in between track and field. Speaking of track, sweet transition. Thursday night, track and field. Yours truly, we going at it yet again for the third year in a row. The KC Metro Mile here in Kansas City, Missouri. For those who want to come out and check that out, obviously spectators are allowed. Yes, I've been getting that I got that question quite a few times last week. But yes, yeah, spectators are good. There, you guys are able to come out there as well. Everything starts at 6. I know the men's masters race quarter after 7 in prime time under lights. Cannot wait. This right here. If not, I probably will put this on top because I would never would have found this out if not for my brother not competing in the first year. This is only the fourth year that the KC Running Company, shout out to them, has put on this event. One night action on the track. Cannot wait for that. And of course, all that, it's like a track meet, but it's every level is running a mile. So you're getting mile races. So these are going to come in hot, fast, super fast, and ready to rock and roll. Hey, I'm ready to rock and roll Thursday night. I cannot wait for Thursday night. And we might have something to say. So very anxious to find out what year three has in store. We'll see. I'm going to stay level-headed. I'm going to stay calm. Calm for right now. We're going to keep that energy in the tank until Thursday night because, I just cannot wait. So, yeah, in between K-State Track and Field in Eugene, yours truly, EG3, Fast Eddie, 80 Greer the Third, will be taking center stage in his race for the Kansas City Metro Mile 2025 edition going down this Thursday night. And, of course, after that, the conclusion of the 2024-25 K-State Athletic calendar year with the track and field team in Eugene, Oregon to finish off the NCAA championships there. And hopefully we can have a couple more All-Americans coming from Eugene, Oregon right there. This is the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer the Third here on this Monday edition. This will probably come out tonight, by the way. So yeah, man. Yeah, this is kind of a... not obviously this is the off season, but yeah, with track and field doing what it's been doing there with a lot of momentum building here, they're gonna be able to finish strong. I have no question about that. Travis Gofert, about to complete his first year at the helm of cross country, but track and field, because there was I don't know the. I can't think of the coach's name offhand, but anyways, yeah, it's a great. Let's finish this thing off strong, obviously, and this is shaping up to be a big week. Well, obviously, it is a big week because this weekend, of course, K-State dads, including yours truly as well. It is Father's Day weekend as well, so everything is going on this weekend as well. So, but yeah, man, let's get through this next couple of days. Let's stay calm, cool, do the best we can, get through this Monday, next couple of days, and hey, the fun starts Wednesday, folks. K-State Track and Field, Eugene, Oregon. We will have recaps of that, obviously, and then, of course, if you guys are wondering about the KC Metro Mile, of course, Jesus Christ. yeah, that repostcast will be on the EG3 feed now. Again, depending on what happens. Again, I don't know what's gonna happen. All right, I don't like the joke too. I don't want to get too far out in the weeds. You know what I'm saying? Especially with all this training and all that. I'm just too familiar. You train hard, and all of a sudden everything goes off to the weight. Now I don't say the wayside. That's kind of too harsh, but not go as planned. So we'll see what happens on Thursday, depending on the result. You know what I'm saying? We could have, but either way, the result, either way, we're going to talk about it on the EG3 podcast, my other podcast over there. I'm probably not going to do a pregame because I pretty much talked about it for the last several weeks there. I'm going to probably stay quiet over there until after Thursday night is in the books. So either way, the result, that's going to go down over there in the pen, and, you know, at least for here in this podcast, whatever happens, well, depending on the result, We might talk about it here. There's that, folks. Well, yeah. So EG3, K-State, Mizzou Women's Track and Field in action, and of course, congratulations to Stu Burke and Carla Bernat. We're gonna kind of call this a dynamic duo for racking up another trophy over the weekend, the Arnold Palmer Cup. There we go, to cap off this past weekend. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, and get it, where a podcast found free and available daily. A chance to record K-State content. It's your first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode. iTunes, Spotify, Amazon, wherever you get your podcasts, there. Over on the Podbean app, Greer 3 Ace Podcast. Again, that is Greer 3 Ace Podcast, GRIR number 3, EDID apostrophe S Podcast. Again, myself and Alex Aiden, fresh content up now. It's probably going to be a week off because of me locking in on this. Want to really kind of get my mind right, or my mind has been right, for this Casey Metro Mile. So we'll definitely be back next week after the Father's Day weekend. And of course, well, you can go ahead and listen to the fresh episode now for you guys. And of course, feel free to listen to past episodes throughout the winter spring season. And of course, tell a fellow K-Stater about the Pearl Project Podcast. That's going to wrap things up with this Monday edition of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Alex Aiden, San Diego, California. Eddie Greer, Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another episode of the Pearl Project Podcast. Once again, all things K-State sports.